talking about it today so you can talk about it tomorrow. The Lisa Wexler Show. WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
And welcome back to the Lisa Wexler Show today. One day before, Jews are commanded to drink no less than 4 glasses of wine at one sitting, which is a lot for us, let me tell you, at the Passover Seder. Joining us right now is Dr. Henry Kranzler, who is an MD and a researcher at Penn and the director of psychiatry there. And in Science Daily, about a month ago, I saw an article in which he was extensively quoted for his research with respect to how more alcohol results in less brain. And the association begins with an average of only one drink a day. It got my attention, Dr. Kranzler. Welcome to the Lisa Wexler Show, because I think that most people think only one drink a day is perfectly okay. And welcome to the show, and thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure to be here. Let me clarify one thing. I'm not director of psychiatry at Penn. I'm director of the Center for Studies of Addiction.
Okay.
Which is a unit within the department. But to address your question about our publication, what we found was that there was a relationship between alcohol consumption, average alcohol consumption, and loss of or lower levels of gray matter and white matter volume of the brain. Gray matter is the cellular component, white matter are the tracts that communicate. And it began in excess of about 8 grams of ethanol a day. Now, this is correlational findings. It was cross-sectional, so one point in time. So it needs to be replicated, and we need to learn more about whether the changes are directly related to drinking. We controlled statistically for many things, but we can't be certain that even low-level drinking causes the problem. But based on this, I would certainly recommend that people drink no more than an average of about one drink a day, and not all in one day. So not 7 drinks in one day, but more spaced out across the week, a drink and a half, 4 or 5 times a week or something like that would be...
Dr. Kranzler, are all drinks the same? Could you explain to me, because really I'm a teetotaler in the world. I don't drink. I never have. I don't like the taste. Tell me about what a glass of beer is versus a glass of wine versus a glass of scotch.
Well, that's a really good question. It really depends a lot on the specific beverage. But generally speaking, a standard drink, which is about 0.6 ml of ethanol, is 1 5% beer, 12 ounces, one bottle of beer, 12 ounces, 5%, 1 glass of wine, 5 ounces, 12%, or a shot of distilled spirits, about 40%, so it's 1.5 ounces. So it all comes out to be the same, and we're talking about interchangeability. I mean, it doesn't matter whether you're drinking beer or wine or spirits. It's the alcohol content that seems to be important.
You know, Dr. Kranzler, it's very interesting to me. I want to hear everything, and I don't know that we'll even have enough time, but it's very interesting to me because I keep reading that wine in particular has this thing called resveratrol, and that retards aging, and that can actually help the brain and the heart and the circulation. Where are we to go with this in the public?
Well, first of all, those studies are largely being debunked.
Really?
I mean, I am a lover of good wine. So this comes to me as no welcome news. But the fact of the matter is that there is a very good and increasing amounts of evidence that drinking is not good for you. Even there's some evidence that starting at one drink a day, that total mortality risk is increased. And that there are confounders. There are elements that influence the outcome that are not adequately accounted for in most epidemiologic studies that show that, in fact, low-level drinking is not necessarily protective of your heart. It's not good for your brain. resveratrol is present in very low amounts in alcohol. You'd have to consume a lot of alcohol to get enough resveratrol, and the alcohol itself is toxic. So unfortunately, it's not good to drink a lot. We all know it's not good to drink a lot, like four drinks a day, but even drinking more than one drink a day is not going to protect you from heart attack or stroke, and it could adversely affect your brain.
You know, you say in this article in Science Daily that the findings of that your findings contrast with scientific and governmental guidelines on safe drinking limits. So what is the government telling us that we can do that you say, no, we really should not do?
Well, right now, there are two main authorities that speak to alcohol guidelines in the U.S. One is the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism. And what that entity, which is part of the National Institutes of Health, what they recommend is that women drink no more than one drink a day on average and no more than three drinks on any one day, and that men drink no more than two drinks a day on average, and that they drink no more than four drinks on an occasion. And what I'm saying is that the guidelines for women probably make sense for everyone.
Okay.
The other entity is the Department of Agriculture, which puts out guidelines on diet, which includes alcohol intake. And they are a little more refined than NIAAA, but they still provide a higher acceptable level of consumption for men.
Now, one of the things you say that you noticed in your study is that going from zero to one alcohol unit didn't make much of a difference in brain volume, but going from two to three a day was very significant.
Exactly. It's the relationship is not linear, meaning that the shape of the curve, it's not a straight line. It's a curve that goes up more in risk or in terms of decreased brain volume as you increase consumption than simply a linear effect. So it's really problematic when you get up to four or more drinks a day, and the relationship is increasing from one standard unit. This study was done in a biobank from the UK, United Kingdom, which uses units of alcohol. A unit there is 8 grams. A standard drink in the U.S. is roughly double that. It's 14
grams. Oh, boy.
Wow. So when we're talking about more than a unit a day, we're talking about more than a half a drink a day. So even the recommendation of an average of one drink a day be the upper limit, that may actually be at the upper limit or even exceed what is acceptable in terms of brain health. A lot more.
I'm running out of time here, but I just want to ask you, Doctor.
Sure.
I'd love to have you back on. When we lose this gray matter, this white matter, how does that affect our functionality? What does that really mean to us? What does that mean?
Well, that's a really good question, and unfortunately, we don't have the data from this data set, the UK Biobank. They didn't do cognitive testing, for example. So we don't know what the functional implications of these structural brain findings are. And that's one of the things that really needs to be better researched. And I mean, there are other things. We only have one point in time with retrospective recall of drinking over the prior year. So a study that follows people forward in time, prospectively, would also be much more informative. So we have a lot more work to do, but it is something that I think people need to be aware of.
It's a wake-up call. You're saying, wait a minute, we may not know exactly how this impairs our function, but we know that it isn't good that we're missing cells in our brain. That's obvious. That's common sense. Yeah, I get it.
Right.
I get it.
Right.
I want to thank you very much,
Doctor. I'm not sure that we can say that we're losing cells, but But that's the implication. It's possible that we are. We need more research on it.
Well, thank you, Dr. Henry Kranzler. I hope you'll come back on the show when I have a little more time, because I'm really very interested in your work on addiction as well, and we haven't even gotten there. We barely touched the surface of what you do. So I apologize that we've run out of time today. Thank you very much. Dr. Henry Kranzler on the Lisa Wexler Show.